Unit 14. Shopping Problems. Page 54. 2. Let's listen. Which item did each person receive? Listen and check the correct answer. 1.
Hey, they said this camcorder had a case. But look, there's no case here.
2.
Look at this. I asked for a small t-shirt, and they gave me an extra large sweatshirt.
3.
Hey, look what happened. I ordered these glasses through the mail, and one of them came broken.
4.
Hey, look. All the buttons are missing from my new shirt. And look at this stain.
Page 55. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. Customers are describing a problem. Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Can I exchange this shirt, please?
What's the problem?
I asked for a size 44, but this is a size 34.
Let me see if I can find one in the right size. Just a moment. I'm sorry, sir. We are completely out of your size. Could you come back next week? We'll have some more in then.
Okay.
2.
I'd like to exchange these shoes, please.
Oh, are they the wrong size?
No, I just bought these and I noticed that the heels are coming off. Look.
I see what you mean. Do you have your receipt?
Let me see. Oh, it looks like I forgot it. Does it matter?
Yes. Could you bring us your receipt?
3.
Excuse me, I bought this briefcase here a few months ago. Look, here's my receipt.
Yes?
The problem is, I can't get the lock to work.
Strange. Let's have a look. You're right. No problem. It comes with a 2-year guarantee, so we'll repair it for you. But could you leave the briefcase with us for a few days?
Sure. No problem.
4.
Excuse me. I'd like to exchange this watch. I just bought it a few weeks ago, but look at this.
What seems to be the problem?
It's the band. It's already broken.
Oh, that's not good. Let me see if I can get you another one. I'm sorry. We are completely sold out of that style. I can order one for you, or do you want to exchange it for a different watch?
Well, I really like this style.
Tell you what, call me here tomorrow. By then, I'll know when I can get you a new one.
Okay, thanks. I'll call you tomorrow.
5.
Excuse me, I'd like to return this shirt.
Is there a problem with it?
Yes. See the sleeves? Believe it or not, this used to be a long-sleeved shirt.
Really?
Yes. I washed it once, and look at the sleeves. Now they're much too short.
I see what you mean. I'll get you another one. Could you just fill out this form for me, please?
Oh, sure. And here's my receipt.
6.
There's something wrong with this camera I bought here a few months ago.
What's the problem with it?
The back doesn't shut properly. See? It pops open when you try to shut it.
That's strange. I've never seen that problem before. We'll certainly repair it for you at no charge, but I do need one thing. Could you show me the guarantee that came with the camera?
Yes. Here it is.
Thanks.
Page 55. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements true or false? Check the correct answer. Page 56. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are talking about shopping. Listen and circle the correct information about each person. 1.
I went to the summer sale at the department store the other day. There were hundreds of people there. People were lined up in front of the main door before it opened. As soon as the doors opened, everyone rushed in. There were some great bargains there, but it was impossible to find what I wanted because of the crowds. I really wanted to buy a few things, but after a while I got fed up and left without buying anything. Big crowds drive me crazy. Next time, I won't go shopping during a big sale.
2.
I bought lots of cheap clothes when I was on vacation last summer. Things were about half the price of the same things here. The clothes looked well-made, so I spent a lot of money. But I've had problems with almost everything I bought. Some things fell apart, some shrank as soon as I washed them, and the colors have faded on the rest. Next time, I'll save my money and wait for the sales at home.
3.
I needed a new camera last month, so I bought one from a store in the mall. I paid $148 for it, and it's a really good camera. It takes beautiful pictures. A few days ago, though, I found exactly the same camera in a store downtown for only $95. I was really annoyed, but I guess there's nothing much I can do about it. Next time, I will spend more time comparing prices before I buy something.
4.
Some friends and I were on vacation in China last summer. I went shopping one day and got some really fabulous things. I got nice running shoes and tennis clothes. I thought the prices were reasonable, and I hate bargaining, so I just paid the price they asked. The next day, one of my friends went back to the same store and decided to bargain. She got things for much cheaper prices than I paid. Next time I go traveling, I'll be sure to bargain when I buy something.
Page 56. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What phrase completes each statement? Write the correct letter.